Today's daf is daf dal. So we got to the very last, really last two lines of Gimel Amud Beis. We're talking about Hordus and Baba Ben Buta was, right? So the after he had killed the Chashmonaim and he supposedly married the one of the daughters, he became a king. He married a princess. So Gemara says, Amar man darish mikar v'achecha tasim alecha melech. Who was the one that could only place a king from mikar v'achecha, from the your brethren, from the other Bnei Yisrael, and not an Eved? He was an Eved. Who says this? Who excluded him from being Melech L'Rabbanan? So, come Katlinu L'chul L'Rabbanan. He ended up killing all the Rabbanan. And Shafki L'Baba Ben Buta, he left over Baba Ben Buta L'Mishkal Eitza Minei, because he knew they were smart. So, he wanted to use him as an advisor. So, he left Baba Ben Buta around. The Tosfos on the bottom here, Katlinan says he didn't kill all of them. He killed a lot of them, because there are other Gemaras that other Rabbanan were left alive, but he killed a large portion of them. So, anyways, Baba Ben Buta was left over. And the Gemara says, going on to Daf Dalad Amud Aleph now, Ahadrele Klale, he adorned him, he gave him a Klila Daila, which is a Daila, which is a type of crown made of porcupine hairs or whatever you call them. And what happened was, Nakrinu Le'ena, and what happened over time, it had caused him to go blind, it poked out his eyes. And Yom Echada, one day, also the Yosef Kameh, one day, Hordus came in to sit next to Baba Ben Buta, and Baba Ben Buta couldn't see, didn't know it was him. Amar Chazi Mai, does Baba Ben Buta, do you see Mai of the Bisham I covet, this terrible Eved, the Eved Rasha that Hordus is doing? Now Hordus was speaking, but he, I guess, changed his voice or something. Do you see what he's doing? So Mai Kavid, so Amar Lei, Mai Ovid, what should we do to him? How do you deal with such a person? So Amar Lei, so Hordus suggests, Nilte, maybe you should curse him, Nilte Mar, maybe Baba Ben Buta should curse Hordus. Amar Lei, so Baba Ben Buta says, Ksiv, the politics says, Gabi Ma'adacha, Melech al tikalal, even b'mada, even b'machshava, you shouldn't curse a king. So Amar Lei, hi la melechu, come on, this guy, he's not a king, he's an eved. So Amar Lei, levi ashir b'alma, so maybe he's an ashir, so at least he's an ashir. So v'ksiv u'b'chadrei b'shkavecha al tikalal ashir, you can't curse an ashir either. V'lo ye elo nasi, and let's say he's a nasi, he's a president, he's not quite a king though. So if he's a nasi, the pasuk says v'ksiv v'nasi b'am chalosar, you can't curse a king, you can't curse a nasi, you can't curse an ashir. So I couldn't curse him. So Amar Lei, but the Pasuk goes and says, "Bosem Aisimcha." Only when he's following the halacha is there an iser to curse him. But hi, this individual heard this is lav osem Aisimcha. He's not following the halacha, so you should be able to curse him. So Amar Lei, Mistafina Minei. So Baba Ben Buta, he tells him, you know, I'm really scared of him. He's a scary person. He poked at my eyes. He killed all the rabbis. So Amar Lei, Leka Inish Tazil Delei Malei. The Anav At Yasivna. There's no one going to tell you. It's you and I. No one, me, you, and the walls here. No one's going to say anything. Amar Lei, b'ksiv, the pasuk tells us, ki of ha-shemayim yolich es ha-kol, u'bakan fayim yagidavar. The bird above the sky is going to tell the voice, and the one with wings is going to tell. So you can't trust anybody. There's no such thing as secrets. So Amar Lei, anahu. So Hordus tells him, he takes off his mask, but doesn't really take, but he says, it's me, Hordus. And you have a yadana, had I known, the zahir rabbanan kuli hai, had the rabbanan been so careful, l'hava katlinu luhu, I wouldn't have killed all of them. I didn't know they were so careful. I was scared of them. So Hashem, my tekante, the hu gavra. Now, what's going to be with that person? What's going to be with me? I did such a terrible thing. So Amar Lei says, hu kaba orushal olam. You had extinguished the light of the world. So dichsiv kiner mitzvah Torah or. You got rid of that or of the Torah, the tamid chachamim. Eilech v'yasuk ba'orushal olam. You should now be osik in the light of the world. So what does that mean? Dichsiv v'naharu a lav a kagayim, and you should really accept the light of all the nations. So ikadami, what does that mean? Some say hachi Amar Lei, he was telling him hu sima eino shel olam, he had blinded the eyes of the world. Dichsiv vaya im me'ene ha'eda, the eyes of the Eda of the Sanhedrin. Yelach v'hisasek be'ene shel olam, he should be osik in the eyes of the world. Dichsiv hinini michal es mikdashi, you desecrated my mikdash geon uzchem machmar einechem, the strength of his eyes. So the question, what he said, the or versus einayim, light versus eyes, but either way, he says, now you should really rebuild the Beis HaMikdash to really fix what you did wrong. Amar Lei, so Hordus says, Mestafina mi mahusa, I'm scared of the Romans, they're not going to let me rebuild it. So Amar Lei, so Baba Ben Buta says, Shadar Shlicha, send a messenger, Vilezel Shata, and let it tell him to take a year to get there. Travel slow pace. Viliakav Shata, let him stay around in Rome for another year, and then lahad the shatlam take another year to come back. It's going to be a course of 3 years. Adahachi v'hachi, over this time, sastri lei vani slei, you could destroy that which is being broken and refix it, fix it up better. Savad hachi, so he did this. He sent the shliach a year. He stuck around for a year, came back another year. So Shalchule, so the Romans sent back to Hordus, Im lo sitart, if you didn't destroy the base of Mikdash to rebuild it, al sitart, don't destroy it. Im sitart, if you already destroyed it to start rebuilding it, al tivin, no, don't build it, leave it destroyed. Im sitart, if you destroyed it and rebuilt it already, by the time you're getting this message back, of the Bisha, you're an Eved Ra, you're a terrible Eved, Basa de Avdin, Mismalchin, after you do something, you're going to consult? That doesn't make any sense. Im Zainach Alecha, if you have the weapons upon you, Sifra Chakan, so we have your Shayuchsin here, and we know that Lo Racha Lo Baracha, I hear this. You're not a king, Racha is a Lashon of Avrecha, king we'll see in a second. You're not a king, nor are you the son of a king, you're not a prince. Of the Kalil Nemes Abed, you're simply a self-appointed Eved, a self-appointed king, you're not worthy of this. So, my Racha, what does Lashon Racha mean? Malchusa, it means a kingdom. That David said to Kaisa that I am now appointed to be Rach, which is a reference to a king. I have been appointed king. Ibai same others say from a few weeks ago we have Mehacha Vayikul Fanav Avrich, that power referred to Yosef Tzadik as Avrich. Avrich Av Bewuzlan Av Bechachma Rach Beshanim. Avrich meant king though. See, that was a conversation that took place there. So the Gemara now says, Amri mi lo ra, mishalo ras binyan hordis lo reina binyan na miyamav. Anyone who didn't see this beautiful building of the base of Megdash of Hordis didn't see a beautiful building in his life. B'mai banya, with what material did he use to build this? So he says that, Amar Rabba says, ba'avne shaisha marme. He used different types of white and green marble. Very, very nice. Ikad Amri, others, some say ba'avne kuchla, others say it was blue. Shaisha mirma, and it was some type of blue with some green and white mixed marble. Apek Safa of Ail Safa, now when it went in and out, it had a different style that was marble was out, marble was in, marble was out, marble was in. That's how it looked. And what was the reason for this? Kiheicha de Nekabal Sita, they wanted to then put a layer of plaster in the indented in part of the things. And Kiheicha de Kabal Safa, Vesavar, Lemishayel Betava, and then place a layer of gold on top of that, so it's going to be marble and gold, marble and gold. That was his intention. But then Amri Le Rabbanan, Shavke Rabbanan said, leave it this way actually, don't put the gold in. The Hachi Shaper Tve, this is better. This looks like waves. What's the significance of waves? There's a big discussion what waves are, but waves represents one understanding of Bali Musa would say waves represents ups and downs in people's lives, which people go to the base of Mikdash, the Malkum HaTorah, for inspiration. There's always ups and downs. So that's the life, that's a circle of life, that's how it works. So that ways might be symbolic of that. There are other explanations as well. They wanted to leave it to give this little imagery of waves. Ubaba Barbuta, Heche Abed Hachi. How could Baba Barbuta give advice to Hordus to build this and to really do a tikkun for his aveirs that he had done? V'homer of Yehuda Marav, V'itema Rabbi Yehuda Shua ben Levi. Why is Daniel punished? Because he advised Nebuchadnezzar. The pasuk says in Daniel, "Hein Malka, the you the king, Malki Yishaper Alach. I'm going to give you a good etza. V'chatacha b'tzedaka purak, and your sin will be redeemed through tzedaka. V'avyasech, your averus b'michan anyan will be accepted. Hein techa teve archa l'shalei vasach, and then you have a richas yamim." So he gave him advice. Uksiv kelo mata al Nebuchadnezzar Malka, and all the dreams, all that which came to Nebuchadnezzar in a dream, came upon Nebuchadnezzar. Uksiv liktas yarchin treyasar, and only after 12 months did the eitz of Daniel work. So either way, he gave him eitzah. So Nebuchadnezzar had these crazy dreams, he got scared. Daniel said, do the following, give tzedakah, do chesed, and you'll be redeemed. He had 12 months of tzaros, and then he was lived for a long life. But Daniel was punished for this, for giving advice, how to fix an avera. So Gemara says, so how could Baal Ben Buta come along and give advice to Hordus to do a tikkun for his averus, for killing the Rabbanim? So Gemara says, Ibai Sema, one answer is, Shiny Abdi de Chayv of Mitzvahs. Because Hordus was very different. Nebuchadnezzar was a Rasha, he was a guy. But Hordus was an Eved. An Eved Kanani we know is Chayv of Mitzvahs. If I own an Eved Kanani and the Chashmonaim own the Hordus, he's an Eved Kanani, is Chayv of Mitzvahs. So he's not a Yid per se, he's a half Yid, but he's at least somewhat connected to us. So that's why you can advise Hordus, but you could not have advised Nebuchadnezzar.
There's like Tshuva by an Eved Kanani?
The Tshuva by an Eved Kanani. There should be. Yeah, exactly. That's the idea. L'chor there should be. Yeah, he's Chayv of Mitzvahs. He only has a patur of Mitzvahs that women are patern. But tshuva is a mitzvah, so lechari should be chayv in tshuva. Yeah, that's what comes out of this. Ibai Zema, alternatively, the Gemara suggests, Shiny Beis HaMikdash, de'i lo malchus lo misbane. When it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, had there not been a kingdom, it would not have been rebuilt. Meaning you had to have had that done. So he had to have given the proper advice how to rebuild it, because he was the only way to rebuild it, Hurdus. So he had him do this, not because he wanted Hurdus to get a tikkun. He had to tell Hurdus to get the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt. Happens to be Hurdus also got a tikkun for this and tshuva, but his goal wasn't for Hurdus. His goal was to have the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt, and that was the only avenue to have it fixed. Now Daniel, minal di'anish, how do we know that Daniel was actually punished for giving advice? So Elaim, if you say Mishum Shidichsiv, the pasuk in Esther says Vatikra Esther la Hasach, he called Hasach, and Amar Rava Hasach is Zed Daniel. This makes sense. Why was he called Hasach? Because Hasachuhu Migdulasa, he was cut down from his previous post. That was his punishment. He had a very high post in the kingdom, and he was dropped down a few levels. That was his onish. But Ella Laman Damar Shekoldevei Malchus Nichtachinapiv. If Daniel's name was Hasach, because everything was decided based on Daniel, sounds like he still held his post. So where do you ever find that Daniel was punished for giving a Nebuchadnezzar advice? The Gemara says, Ma'ik Lameimar, Dishadyu Laguba of Daryavasa. We are thrown into the lion's den, as we all know the story, so that's where you find that he was punished, even though he wasn't killed there. The fact that he was thrown into that den of lions was the punishment Daniel received for giving advice to Nebuchadnezzar. Okay, end of the story, guys, for now, at least for the next several months. Then we get to Sugumot. Now, at the end of the parak, there's some got to the end of the parak here.
It's stuck, and but we have some stuff, right?
Yeah, some stuff, yeah, we do have. But then it's really dry until we get to some really wild stuff in a few months. Okay.
Hold on tight.
Gemara, those are fascinating Gemaras. Okay. Gemara says, Hakol k'minag ha-medina. Everything's like the minag ha-medina. What does that mean? Hakol la'asui amai. What is Hakol coming to include? We know whenever the word Hakol is coming to include something. So what's it coming to include? La'asui asra dinage behutza v'dafna. Some places have a custom to use not stone, but types of branches. What do they say? Huta v'dafna is?
Palm.
Okay.
And laurel branch.
Okay, we'll just use trees. Okay, well, it's trees. So they use trees to build these fences. So if that's the minog, that's what you would build. It doesn't have to be stone. So the Gemara says then, quoting from the Mishnah Lafikach, therefore, im nafal hakosel hamakum v'avanim shoshem, if it falls, since they both contributed to this wall. So then they both split the land, they split the stones. Pshita, of course, if they both gave the same participation, so of course they'll split it if it falls. Now, if it fell to one guy's side, maybe you would think he should keep it. Or inami defaninucha l'shusei didei, or one guy really quickly in the morning, he sees it fell over and quickly took all the stuff to his property. So maybe, ma'od d'seima, what would you think? Neve idach hamotzi mechavei olav haraya. The other guy should have to bring proof that you have half of it. Kamashlam, we don't play games like that. We know if you guys both put it in the same property, the same stones in the beginning, we know games. I don't care how it fell. I don't care who was first come, first serve. It doesn't make a difference here. You split it evenly across the board. V'chein begina b'makum shenagu ligdor mechai v'noso. When it comes to gardens, if it's in a place where they would put a fence up, the same halacha applies. So hagufa kasha. This is itself an internal contradiction, because Amris, we said v'chein b'begina Malkum Shinagu Ligdor Mechaivna, so only where there's a Malkum to build, so then you'd build a fence around the garden. But the implication is, Hastama, a case where there is no such a minag, Ein Mechaivna, so we wouldn't enforce a wall if there's no such a minag. Ein Masefa, but look at the Seifa. The Seifa says, Aval Bibika, when in contrast to a Bika, the Mishnah says, Malkum Shinagu Shlo Ligdor Ein Mechaivna, so if it's a place where there is no such minag, you can't create, you can't be Mechaiva wall, but Hastama, a Stam Bika, Mechaivna, so. So, stam gina you don't enforce, stam bika you do enforce. Now, hashta stam gina amris lo stam bika mibai. A gina which requires more privacy. Remember, we said a gina is my garden and all my produce. I don't want people seeing because I'm hara. So, if a gina, a stam gina, there is no enforcing of a wall. So, kavachomer bika, which is more open in general, where there's less of an ayin hara issue, certainly there a stam bika should not have the ability to enforce a building of a wall. Right, probably we're speaking about building walls now, right? Just sorry, I'm so into politics now. It's all over the papers. Okay, anyways, Amar Bai says Hachi Kamar. So this is what's saying V'chein Stam Gina Uvemakom Shenagu Ligdor Bika Mechayv Nosa. Bai says so to a Stam Bika and also a Stam Gina rather a Stam Gina and also a Bika where there is a minhag to build, then you're Mechayv Nosa. Meaning what? A Stam Gina is a place where you are Mechayv. But a bika, only if there's a minag, are you mechayvet. That's how Abai rereads this. Now, Amalei Abai, Rava says, Imkain, my aval. What does the word aval do? Aval is trying to contrast. The way that Abai is reading it, Vechen, is really removing the word Aval. So when I first learned this also back in Hakotel, I don't have that many memories when I learned this, but we learned this 17 years ago, Rav Gafni had told us that Rav and Abai have this general machlokus, that Rav is more willing to change text around for Svar. He prefers logic over text, so he's able to remove the word Aval. But Rav was not so into that. Rav was more into text and figure out how to work it into the text. So he can't remove the word Aval here. That's what Rav is doing. So El Amar Rav, Rav says, Hachi Katani. The way the Mishnah should be read, now he adds words as opposed to taking away words, but Rav, Hachi Katani. V'chein stam gina kim makam shenagu ligdur dami u'michayev naso. A stam gina is like a place that is, a stam case like a place you would build it. Aval stam bika, but in contrast to a stam bika, is makam shelo nagu dami vein mechayev naso. It's like a place that there is no such minaga, and you cannot be mechayev to build a wall. So he doesn't remove any of the words, he just adds in words, which is okay, because we know the Gemara says many places chsur mechsura. All times Mishnahs are missing words. We don't take away words, but we can add in words to add some understanding to it.
So, practically, is there any difference in what they each hold, Abai and Rava? They're both saying a stam gina is mechayven osa. Does it come out in afkamina?
Let's see.
Maybe by stam bika?
Because stam bika might be the... I think you're right, actually. I think I'm not sure there's an afkamina. Just this is a very textual point, I guess, how to read the Mishnah. Okay. Gemara now says, Ella in Ratza Kanas Latoch Shalom Bonavel Sechazes. If a guy wants to build his own wall, the guy's not willing to participate, so I build it within my own property, and I make a chazes. So what's a chazes? My chazes, asks the Gemara. Am Rav Huna Achbe Le Lekarne Lebar. You make it, at the end of the wall, you kind of make it stick out. There must be an image here. You put something on the outside of it to make it stick out. I'm not really sure what this image means. Does the arch have an image in it? Nothing. All right. You put something on the outside of the wall to indicate there's something extra, that this is your wall. You built it. So asks the Gemara, V'naved milagav. So why not make it on the inside of your property line? So, Avid Chavri Nami Milavar, because then your other guy is going to put one on the other side where he lives, on the inside of his. Now you have a chaz on both sides, and there's no indication that you owned it. Amar Didi V'didahu. And the guy's going to say, oh, it's mine, and this is yours, and we'll split it up. See, Hachi, that's the case. If you place it on the outside, maybe the guy's going to come and shave off that stone. It's going to look like there's no chazis at all. So Amar Didi V'didei, who is going to claim it's ours. There's no chazis, not on my side, not on your side. He'll just cut it off. It's on the bar, if it's on the outside. Gemara says, no, gizuze miyade yade. People know. If you cut down a stone, you'll know that it's been cut down and the guy was playing some games. So there's no way to, so you could prove him wrong easily. So there's no concern. So you put it on the outside, and if he cuts it down, you'll know. Ikadami, others say, no, the opposite. Amar Rav Huna michve lekarni milagav. No, really, you put the extra piece on the inside of your property. Asks the Gemara, v'navin milavar, why not put it on the outside? Gemara says, guys, lechavi, we're concerned that your friend's going to, if you put it on the outside, he'll cut it down. V'amar didi v'didei, who's going to claim that we both have a chav, there's no chazis, so we both own the land and we own the stones. Ihachi, that's the case, hashinami lechavre. So if you put it on the inside, so your friend's going to do it on the outside, and Amar is going to claim the Dividei, who's going to claim we have chazis on both sides, it's both of ours. So Gemara says, Lifufe miyade yade. So you'll know, if the guy adds on separately, it's recognizable when he adds on an extra piece on the outside, that's noticeable, and you know he's playing games, so you're not concerned of that.
Good neighbors.
Good neighbors, exactly. Good neighbors, right. Once you're putting up a wall, so then...
I thought good fences make good neighbors.
It's true. Depends on why the fences. So the Gemara says, wait a second, but doesn't the Mishnah say you put the chazis on the outside? So how come the Gemara could suggest that you put it in the lagav, you put it on the inside? Kasha. The Kasha Gemara says, you're right, Taka's right. So Mistama, we hold like the first way, that you should place the chazis on the outside. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, going on to Dalad Amabez now, Nishaya Ba'amsa Milavar. He says not that you put an extra stone of some sort, but Rashi says on the top here, Yehet tach betit ama berosha kosa mibuchot. You place some type of dirt, cement on the outside to indicate that's yours. And minave milagav. So according to him, why not do it on the inside again? Because avet chavi milabar, because the friend might do it on the outside also. Vamar didi vididehu. Hihachi, hashinami mikvalai chavi. So if you place the plaster on the outside, maybe it's going to remove it and remove all the plaster, and there'll be no indication. And Amar Didi V'Didehu is going to claim that it's both of ours. Mar says, Kilupa miyada yada. When a person starts to shave down some of that plaster, it's recognizable. You'll see some of the residue there that they really the chazis was there in the first place, and then it's yours. Okay, so the two machlokas, what exactly was this chazis? Was it some extra plaster, or was it that you just kind of put an extra stone on the outside versus the inside? Gemara says now, hutza, what if you're using a hutza? You're building a wall, we said before, of these types of trees. So you can't put an extra tree there or some plaster. This doesn't work, I guess. So Amar Rav Nachman says, sinupe yireche milabar. You should have the ends of the hutzim leaning over towards the outside. So Gemara says, v'navad milagav. So why not have the trees bend towards the inside? So the Gemara says, because avanami chavei milavar, because then your friend could add some other trees and bend it towards his side, and you're going to have trees on both sides. It's not going to be clear whose fence this is. Ihachi hashanami guys v'shadile. So now if you have them pointing towards the outside, so then your friend could just cut them, those trees hanging into his area, and then there'll be no indication of whose it is. And Amar lidividide, who's going to claim it's his? So the Gemara says, you're right, that's not a good etza. So maybe what you should do is mashrik letina, maybe you should put some mud or cement or something on the trees, on which side, on the outside. Gemara says, hashanami chavri v'kaliflei klufei. Maybe your friend's going to shave off some of that cement and dirt, and it won't be noticeable that it was yours. People know that when you start removing some of that cement or dirt that was on the tree, it will be recognizable, and we'll know that you were the rightful owner. Rabbi Amar Huta Lesley Takanti. Rabbi says, no, I'm not comfortable with that. Even that's not recognizable. There is no good etza when it comes to building a fence out of wood or out of trees. Ela Bashar, the only takana is you write an agreement. I'm putting a shar here. Let's make it clear whose property is being used. Let's make it clear whose material is being used. And that's the only way to get around any type of neighbor like this when it comes to building a fence out of trees. Okay. Marnell says, "Aval imasu midashem." If both parties are willing to build a fence, so the halacha was that you build a chaz on both sides. So Mar asks, "Amar le Rav le miprazika le Rav Ashi lo yasu lo zev lo zev. Why do any chazus? No chazus will be just as good as a chazus. So we have none as opposed to having both. Amar le lo tzricha. It's only needed to kadim chad minayu babadidei. Now what happened was one guy. The agreement was there's no need for a chazus. The one guy says I'm going to make a chazus on my side." Now the other guy says, if I don't do it now, Amididehu, he's going to claim it's all his. So now I need to do the chazis just to protect myself. But really, initially, there's no need for a chazis. I'm only doing it as a reaction to my neighbor building a chazis. Gemara says, "Vatana takanta the Ramai kamashmalan." So the Mishnah telling us how to deal with Ramai. The Mishnayos never assume a guy's a Ramai. So Gemara doesn't give us eights how to deal with a Ramai. So the only reason for the double chazis is if one guy's a Ramai, the other guy's not.
Why is it asked that question now? We just dealt with this headline before this.
Yeah, very, very good question. So look what Gemara says. Excellent. So Amar Le Gemara says, V'reish alaf takanta the Ramayu. Is that the reish is also, if I'm building a fence, I put one chazaz on. Why? Because I'm concerned. He's going to claim it's his. Isn't that a takanta the Ramay? So Amar Le, so he says, Bishma reisha, I understand the reisha case, Tana Dina, Umishim Dina, Tana Takanto. So the reish is talking about a case of Yedin. The din is, if the one guy doesn't want to build it, so I move the fence on my property exclusively. And then once we spoke about it being on my property exclusively, we said, add a chazis just in case it's a Ramai. That was just part of that conversation of building all my property. Bela Seifa, Dina Katani, Dikatanta Takanta. So what's the Seifa talking about? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, where did Rashi go? Let's look at Rashi. Rashi said, rather Resha dikatani ve'ose chazes mibuchot. So you build the chazes on the outside. Lav takanta mishum ramayhu. That's not for ramay purposes. Dilo lema chavre shachshaninahu. That's tanadina. That's a din. Hol ve'ubika ein minhag ligdor. Since there's no minhag to build in a bika, ein yachal akofo, you can't force the guy to build a fence. Ella, what you should do is kones latoch shalo ubona. You build it in your own property. The idea, since the tanadina, tanatakanta. Once the halacha was, what happens when you build in your own side, they also decide to bring all the other halachas relevance, namely that of a Ramai, v'osa chazes mishum Ramai. That was that conversation. We got rid of that whole topic of building a fence in my property. But Ella Seifa dina latana. The Seifa didn't speak of a din. There's no halacha that it spoke of. Deha pshita dim asa midashneim tasa mishalshneim. Of course, if we both agree to build a fence, of course, there's no halacha there. That's a pasha din. There's no need to mention that. The kula mishum takanta who did tanya. The only reason to mention a chaz on both sides is that Ramai purposes. But of course, it's so posh if you and I agree to build a fence on our properties and share the cost. There's no need for the Mishnah Tetel set. So the only reason for the Seifa was to teach me a takana for Ramai. So Amar Ravina, Ravina says, Hacha behuta skinan. We're dealing with the hutze, with these fences made out of trees. La fuke miadabaye, to preclude a bias position. The Amar he held hutze lesle takanta el bishara kamashman de bechazis. Saga. What he's saying is that no, he held that a chazis doesn't work according to Abaye. We said no, it does. So he's saying as follows: when it comes to building a fence in your property, if you build from a hutza, how do you build a chazis? You can make a chazis even for a hutza, and that's what it's mentioning. So the reason for this extra din of the chazis on both sides is really extra. Says the Gemara to teach me that when it comes to a hutza, you would be able to make a chazis against shitas Abaye. Okay. Fine, the Gemara says now, look at Tosin for a second, in the top Tosin, one line here, interesting. Tosin writes, La fuke mi de abaye, the abaye, so what does abaye hold? He holds that there's no takana. So what's the line for this extra Mishnah teaching us? Abaye savar, dishapir islay lemisne takante leramai. He thinks, he goes against this. You can, there is such a concept that's teaching halachas and mishnayos for a ramai. That's abaye shita. Interesting Tosin. Okay, let's go weiter now. The new Mishnah tells us, Hamakif es chaver mishalosh ruchosav v'gader es harishonos v'sashniyah v'sashlishis ein mechayvino. So what happens is, I have a property in the center, and you're surrounding me. So you build a fence on one side. It doesn't do me any good, because I'm still exposed to the other. You build another fence. So three sides of mine now are blocked, but I'm still exposed from the fourth end, so I don't really feel security. What good's having a fence on one side if the other fences are completely open? So I'm not chayv to pay you in this fence, because it does no good for me. But then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, im amad v'gadr sarvis, migalgan alav esakol. If he gets up and builds a fourth fence, that's a little unclear what it's talking about. Let's pashup shot is, if the nikaf, the guy in the center who's being surrounded, builds a fourth fence, I may as well complete my fence now once I have three out of four. So then he has to go back and pay for all the fences that were built initially. But this, the Gemara is going to suggest a whole list of suggestions of what the machlok is between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi is. Again, Tanakama says the first three is not chayiv to pay, but Rabbi Yossi says the fourth one, if he builds himself, he is chayiv to pay for all four. So Amar Rav Yehuda says, Amar Shmuel halachak Rabbi Yossi, Damar im amad v'gadr sarvis, megalgalin alav eshakol, losha amad nikaf, losha amad makif. So Gemara says, if it gets built, the Mishnah doesn't tell us who's building it, im amad. It's intentionally ambiguous, whoever builds it. Whether the Makkah builds it, whether the Nika builds it, he is getting a hana from being completely surrounded and needs to pay for all four walls. And that's how we paskin according to Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Itamar, there's a machlokus amarayim, what does he have to pay? How much does he have to pay? So Rav Huna amar hakol lefi mashigadar. If he put up fancy fences, he needs to pay for the fancy fences. It all depends on the stone, that bricks, whatever he used. But Chia Barav amar hakol lefi dmei kanim bezvul. Because the guy's a fancy guy, has all this property, he has to pay for this fancy fence? No. I would only put up a picket fence. I need to pay for a nice fancy white fence now? That's not fair to me. So therefore, Achia says if we're enforcing the pay, he has to pay the minimum cost of the cheapest fence that's out there. But according to Rav Huna, says no, whatever the actual fence is, Achia says the cheapest fence out there.
I wonder why it's not at least committed to Medina, like we said in the original Mishnah.
Right. What fence was built up here? Because he built the fence on his own. We're not talking about what type of fence to build. The fence was built. The Mishnah is talking about, if we're arguing what type of fence to build, the Mishnah says, build whatever is being done. I'm allowed to build any fence I want, I think, in any property, in any community. But if we're having a machlok, it's what to use, so then you go, whatever the minhag medin is. This is a case either where they didn't want to follow minhag, or maybe there was no such minhag. So the fence is up now. Now, what do I have to pay for it? So you're suggesting, why not pay whatever the normal fence that's going up is. I hear that, though. That's a good point. Why not go based on that? I hear that. I'm not sure. As opposed to saying that whatever actually is built or whatever the cheapest is, go based on what most people in the community would do. It must have to say, well, there's no minhag medina. That's probably the simple answer. The Gemara now says, Tanan. The Mishnah says, Hamakif es chaveir mishalosh ruchosav, the guy who surrounds the inside guy with three walls, v'gadas harishona v'sashniya v'sashlishis, builds the first three walls, ein mechayv noso, we don't make the nikah pay anything. Harivis mechayv noso, but if he builds a fourth wall, then we are mechayv him to pay. Beim seifa, but the seifa says that Rabbi Yossi, Omer, im amad v'gadas harivis, megalgin alav esakol. Isn't that what Rabbi Yossi says? So what's machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi? Both say that Rabbi Yossi says explicitly the fourth wall is up, he pays. And it's pretty implicit from the Tanakam as well, that only for the first three walls you don't pay. But if there's a fourth wall, you would have to pay. So they're saying the same thing. So Gemara says, Bishma, this makes sense, the Rav Huna. According to Rav Huna, who says that you pay a kolufi masha gadar according to what was actually built, everything makes sense. Why? And Damar kolufi masha gadar bar hainu dika bein Tanakam Rabbi Yossi. That's the nafkamina between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi. They both agree that if he's surrounded by all four walls, that the nikab has to pay. What you pay is the machlokas. Why? Tanakama savar kolufi dmei karnim bezul in umasha gadar lo. Tanakama holds you pay. He doesn't say you pay only the cheapest. You go out there the cheapest fence, not more than that. Rabbi Yossi savar hakol lefish mashagada. The Gemara says, right? You magagal of es hakol. The Mishnah says hakol. You pay the full amount of what he actually built. So that's machlokas between Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says you pay hakol, the highest amount, the actual what was built, and Tanakama says you pay the bezul, the cheap. Elalachia by Rav, Tamar Kol Lefi Demei Kanim Bezul, that he understands Rabbi Yossi to say when it says you pay a kol means you pay the full amount of a cheap one. So Tanakama sounds like the Tanakama is more makel. So what's less than that? So Gemara, Ma'ika Ben Tanakama Rabbi Yossi. E Demei Kanim Bezul Lo Kayahivlei. If Tanakama holds you don't pay the cheapest amount like Rabbi Yossi holds, so Ma'ika Kayahivlei, what does Tanakama hold you pay? There's nothing else to pay. Must be then that Rav Huna is right, that Hakol Lefi Shagadah, that Rabbi Yossi holds you pay according to what was actually built, and Tanakama holds you pay the cheapest amount. Mar says no. Very simple answer. The din is that you pay, where do you go here? Ibai Seima, Agar Netira Ikabinayo, paying schar for a shomer. I have two ways I could have my house protected, through a fence or through a shomer. Apparently a shomer is cheaper than building a fence. Now, over time, it's going to get costly, but let's say for a first week, a fence can be a few $1,000s and a few $100s to have a security guard for the week, let's say. So that's the difference. So the Tanakama holds, Savar Agar Nitira in Demei Kanim Bezulo. You pay for a shomer, which is cheaper. You just pay for a shomer, a very simple shomer, but you don't pay for a fence. Rabbi Yossi Savar, no, you go up a notch, Demei Kanim Bezul, you pay for the cheapest fence out there. That's the machlokas between Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi, according to the opinion of Chir Bar Rav. Another suggestion between the machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and Tanakama is Rishona Shnia Shlishis Ikebenayo, paying for the first three, that's the nafkamina. Tanakama Sava reveals who the Yavle of Al Rishona Shnia Shlishis Lo Yavle. When the fourth one's built, you only pay for that fourth one, but you don't pay for the first three. Rabbi Yossi Sava Rishona Shnia Shlishis Nami Yavle, you need to pay for all four. There's a lot of discussion why that is. The Nikav's getting Hana here. I should have to pay for all four. But it was forced on now. He was against his will. He didn't want the first three walls. But that's a large discussion. They're showing how to understand each of these Ibai's Emas. Certainly not for now. Mm-hmm. Ibai's Ema, another suggestion the Gemara says is, Makiv v'nikiv benayu. Who's building the last fence? Is it the Makiv or the Nikav? The Tanakama Savar, Taima da'amid Nikav, the Magagan alav esakol. Only if the Nikav builds the fourth wall, then we make him pay for everything. Avil amad Makiv, if the Makiv builds it, eno nosin lo, elo demei revis. He only has to pay for the fourth wall. But Rabbi Yossi Savar Loshna Nikav Loshna Makav. I don't care who builds that fourth wall. Im Amar V'Gadar Megagin Alav Ezakol. No matter who builds it, he always has to pay for all four walls, even if it's the Makav who builds the fourth wall. Lish Achrina, there's a different Ibai Seima here. Makav Nikav Ikebenayu. Again, the same Ikebenayu, but said in a different way. That Tanakama Savar Im Gadar Makav Esarvis Nami Yahivlei. If the Makiv builds it, he pays for the fourth wall. And Rabbi Yossi Savar, im ama nikaf, the god that's a revius, who the yav lay. If the nikaf builds a fourth wall, he pays it. The yav gali daita de nichalei, he's happy with this. Aval im gadar makiv, if it's the makiv that builds it, this is a new understanding of Rabbi Yossi. If the makiv builds a fourth wall, lo yav lay, mide, he doesn't give anything. So again, there's a few base I mean, you have to really calculate all of them, but it fits in nicely. And I guess we'll stop here. So I'm not around for the next week. Adam.